Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Propaganda is to convince the masses of the big lie. It does not mean whether it's right, wrong, just, unjust, true, or untrue. You just say it over repeatedly and repeatedly until you can convince the masses. Well, at Ring Talk, it ain't about convincing the masses. All we do is present the facts to you. You be the judge.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
I did feel weird. I did feel different. I did feel different. And, you know, I mean, obviously I can't put no, you know, excuses, but I did feel different.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
And I live in a van down by the river.
Pedro Fernandez.
Thanks a lot, Pedro, and I won't let you down.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts this hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Straight up, we're talking MMA, of course. UFC 166 now, a fortnight ago, but been called the greatest UFC show ever. Was it really that great? We'll look back at it. No, I sort of don't think it was the greatest show ever, but I think that that third round between Gilbert Melendez of San Francisco, of course, Gilbert El Nino Melendez, the former Strikeforce champion, him and Diego Sanchez, those guys, what can I say, that was just a fight, that was just one of the greatest MMA fights you're ever going to see. And not that it was competitive, per se. I mean, I thought Melendez won the fight handily. It's just that Diego Sanchez came to fight. They made it a war. Two Mexican-Americans went to war. It was like Mexican Civil War. It was like a great fight, one of the greatest fights you'll ever see in MMA history. So if you get a chance to see that on the UFC 166 replay or on YouTube or on some blog or something like that, check it out. I'm talking about Gilbert Melendez and Diego Sanchez. Wow, what a fight. Semi-main event, UFC 166. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking Bellator, UFC 167, UFC 168, the upcoming year 2014 for the Ultimate Fighting Championship, and then back to Bellator again as they struggle to get things straight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat. Was she holding her bicep? That's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze me!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Your blood pressure is 120 over 80. Your EKG shows a good sinus rhythm. No evidence of ischemic changes. Your electrolytes and metabolic panels are within normal limits. Chest x-ray is clear, and prostate screens are fine. So we can have sex now.
Darkest of night with the moon shining red. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on.
How do you follow that? You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, UFC 167 right around the corner, UFC 168. That's the card I really want to see. Of course, that's the rematch between the champion, the middleweight champion, Chris Weidman, undefeated. The guy's only been taken off his feet once in his entire MMA career. And, of course, as I said, the undefeated world middleweight champion having knocked out the iconic figure that is the Spider-Man. I'm talking about Anderson Silva of Brazil, now living in Florida or California, wherever he's hanging his hat. The bottom line is he's the ex-champ. He'll remain the ex-champ. There's a lot of hype involving this card because Ronda Rousey, she's going to rematch Miesha Tate. And, of course, Ronda and Miesha are the co-hosts for this The Ultimate Fighter. I mean, they're hooking it up right now on Fox Sports 1 every Thursday night. It's pretty ugly. It's pretty nasty. These two women are, I mean, you talk about a real cat fight, it is really a cat fight. It's legit. They don't like each other. And, of course, Miesha Tate's come up with the line that if she gets caught in another armbar, she'll put a gun to her head or something to that effect. But the bottom line is, you know, Ronda gets everybody in the armbar. I mean, then she got Victor Arcinian, that boxer I mentioned in the boxing hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You didn't know we had a boxing hour? Yeah. 11 a.m. Pacific time on Saturdays and Sundays, we split an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network between the sports of boxing and mixed martial arts. On Sunday, we go for an hour of boxing at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and then that's followed up at noon Pacific time. Of course, now we're on standard time with the MMA hour, which you are listening to right now. So, of course, this is the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 29-plus years. Lots of stuff to talk about with the Ultimate Fighter. These two chicks are going to hook it up. They'll hook it up under Weidman and Silva. That's December the 28th in Las Vegas. Big weekend. I mean, you know, the New Year's right around the corner, but yet you can check out on the 29th and other people who come. New Year's going to, I mean, Vegas is going to make some money this year. The economy seems to be turning around and everything but the job market. So who knows? People may flock to Las Vegas yet for another big New Year's. Checking out New Year's. It's not been a good year for Spike TV as far as their product is concerned, their MMA product. I'm talking about the Bellator Fighting Championships. And I really like the concept. I really like the idea, the tournament style. I mean, guys fighting each other. You couldn't fight for the title unless you won a tournament. I thought that was a great idea. You know, it presented fighters in that you were watching grow, and, you know, from a seedling to a plant to a tree and that kind of good stuff. So, I mean, when they said they were going to have this rematch between Eddie Alvarez, this fighter that the USC went to court about. There was big court battles over this guy. They went back and forth. They were going to pay this guy a lot of money, but he went back to Bellator and their CEO, Bjorn Rebney, and signed a contract with them. Of course, Bellator is owned primarily, the majority stockholder, I believe, is Viacom Cable. But last night, Eddie Alvarez went back and he fought the undefeated Michael Chandler, who had taken his title and gave him his only loss. But guess what? Eddie Alvarez, he turned things around. He turned things around with a split decision, 48-47, 48-47, and one judge thought Chandler won 48-47. I mean, there was some good give-and-take action in this fight. And the third round was sort of a little tough, and the fourth one was a little easier as far as Chandler Wright landing the harder blows. But, you know, a lot of this fight was one of these fights where you sit back, you say, well, do you like this or do you like that? And it really all depends on what your taste is, because you could have seen Chandler winning this fight. You could have seen Alvarez winning this fight. It could have went either way. As far as a draw is concerned, with five rounds, it's not too often that that occurs. Okay, but this was a fight that was pretty darn even last night, Eddie Alvarez and Michael Chandler. Now, will there be a third fight? Will it set up a trilogy? I think the controversy involved sets up the trilogy. The reason why these guys will fight for a third time it was the only fight on this entire card that was worthy. Everything else was garbage. I mean, garbage, trash, whatever you want, whatever despicable word you can use for bad fights, this is where you should throw it, right? I mean, it should be thrown on the Bellator people for that card last night. I mean, because it was supposed to be Bellator 106. And, of course, Tito Ortiz was supposed to take on Rampage Jackson in a main event. And when Tito broke his neck or fractured his neck, they called off the pay-per-view end of it and then put it on Spike TV. Well, guess what? I don't know. I really don't know now. I mean, I think Spike TV and Bellator had it going on there for the first 3 months of this year, like January, February, March. I really thought they were off and rolling. I said, this is a team. These people have come together. They're going to be able to compete not on an even keel, but compete with the UFC as far as fighters are concerned, as far as, you know, their ability to draw people to their televised cards, because that's what they are compared to the TNA wrestling. The Impact Wrestling is sort of like the number two wrestling company in the world, okay? All they can do is draw for TV. That's it. They don't draw when they do pay-per-views. They don't draw when they go out and do live shows. On the WWE, on the other hand, they do well anywhere they go, anything they do, okay? The UFC does well anything they do, anywhere they go. They're headed off to Brazil. They headed to Scotland next year. I'll come up with the 2014 schedule in a little while, but the UFC is going all over the world. Bellator seems to be stalled. They just seem to be stuck. I really don't know what to say. I'm just, you know, and that's not just me. There are other people just like scratching their head. What's up with this? What is up with this? Anyway, Michael Chandler loses the lightweight championship back to the guy that he won it from, Eddie Alvarez, and Eddie Alvarez avenges the only loss. Chandler now a once-beaten fighter. He came in undefeated. The bottom line is the card was terrible, and if you were to have paid for this card, what were they charging, like $35 or $40 or something like that? I mean, you'd have felt ripped off. There's no doubt about it. And why not? I mean, because you would have, okay? Daniel Styles beat Pat Curran, unanimous nod, 49-48. 49-45, 48-46, and 48-46. That's sort of it. I mean, that's sort of like the Bellator card. And Joe Riggs beat Mike Bronzales with a unanimous nod, 30-27, 30-27, or 30-27. I mean, you know, there was nothing on the – put it this way. This is not one of those shows where you're going to say, I want to see it again. You know, it's like a sandwich that didn't go down right. You know what I mean? You don't want to eat that same sandwich again. It didn't go down right the first time. It's not going to go down right the second time. So what's going on with Spike TV? Why can't Bellator get their act together? Why is it when I ask for an interview with Bjorn Rebney and or somebody, a suit at Bellator, that I'm turned down? That they said, we'll get back to you in a few weeks. We'll get back to you in a few weeks. And they haven't got back to me in a few weeks. Okay, what's going on with that? I mean, what are they? Are they selling the company? Is the company for sale to somebody else? Is somebody going to come in? I mean, because unless they push this on a consistent basis on television, I mean weekly, every week, it's not going to catch on. It's just not going to go. They were doing 900,000 homes sometimes. That's not bad. 900,000 homes. Some nights they did 1.2 million homes, 1.4 million homes. I mean, that's not bad at all. Seriously. Boxing, when they did 1.5 million homes as far as an HBO broadcast was concerned, Miguel Cotto and Delvin Rodriguez a few weeks ago, they were ecstatic with those numbers. Okay, so those are good numbers. Okay, but Bellator just can't seem to get it together. They just can't seem to get it together, and nobody wants to answer the question as to why. Of course, the UFC going to fight for the troops November the 6th, Fort Campbell, Kentucky. What can I say? Anytime they fight for the troops, I'm game for that. But as far as the card's concerned, I'm still trying to get over the Enter the Dragon guy. The dragon is back. Lyoto Machida, of course, is annihilating Mark Munoz. Man, I mean, holy cow. Mark Munoz can fight. Okay, he can. Of course, that was over in Manchester, the UK. Michael Bisping was supposed to be on that card, the Count, but he wasn't. As far as Cain Velasquez is concerned, coming off that win of Junior Dos Santos, they're talking Fabrice Werdum, and they're talking probably in March. You know, they're probably talking in March. And it looks like the UFC is going to want to go up with the NFL. They're talking about doing a UFC event the night before the Super Bowl in Newark, New Jersey, and that's where the Super Bowl is going to be in New Jersey this year. So they're looking to do something on February the 1st, about 2014. I don't know if that'll be on pay-per-view and or whether it'll be on Fox Sports 1. But the Fox Sports 1 channel is just not catching on with some people. They're not getting it. The Ultimate Fighter numbers are not rolling in the people the way that they anticipated they would. They thought they'd be a little bit better than they are. I mean, they've got a good plot going on. They've got subplots going on. They got chicks. Anytime you involve chicks that are fighting with attitudes and all that kind of, I mean, this is good. And Ronda Rousey, of course, she talks a good game. She walks, she can fight. She's unbeaten, never been beaten. Misha Tate can fight as well. Of course, they are the co-captains of the Ultimate Fighter series this season. And it's a good season. And I think that the fact that it's moved to this new time, this new network, I think it's hurt it a little bit. And the fact that people just don't want to change. You understand? People won't change. They'll sit there and watch something on Spike TV because that's what they do every night. They watch Spike TV or they watch MSNBC or something like that. They watch a particular network. They don't want to change off it. They just don't want to change. You need to get up and check the dial. Fox Sports 1, Fox Sports 2. Okay? This Fight for the Troops, it's going to be a pretty good fight card. Of course, it's UFC Fight for the Troops 3. And they've done this 3 years in a row now, and I think it's sort of cool because, you know, you get to see the troops come out and have a good time. A lot of these guys, you get stuck in places like, you know, Fort Campbell, Kentucky. That's not like being stuck in Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay, it's not. Tim Kennedy is in the main event. He's taking on Rafael Nadal. That's a pretty good fight. And Liz Carmouche, the gay female fighter, the one that came that close to choking out Ronda Rousey earlier this year. She's taking on Alexis Davis. They're going to fight at 135 pounds. Middleweights, Ronnie Marquez takes on Yoel Romero, and there's a couple other fights on the card, but the bottom line is this is going to be on Fox Sports 1. Fox Sports 1. Don't get it confused with the Speed Channel. It is the Speed Channel. The Speed Channel is now Fox Sports 1. Confused? You probably will be for a long time. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're talking UFC, MMA, Bellator, the plight of Bellator right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Once again, open phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 29-plus years. Always imitated, but never duplicated.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven, but you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-211-0448. That's 800-211-0448. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-211-0448. 800-211-0448. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending. but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
I'm not saying that Asian people look alike, but you know what's got to be the easiest job in the world? Has got to be one of those police sketch artists in Hong Kong. I mean, come on. No matter who you decide to draw.
That's the guy.
Of course that's the guy. He's 5'1", he's got a haircut like Mo, and he's Chinese. What if we narrowed it down to 1 billion people? We should find him by sunset.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I blinked and I cured my brain.
The great Rick Stevens. Talked to him on the phone just like 3 or 4 days ago. Pedro, what are you doing? I said, I'm just kicking it, you know. We live close to each other, so hopefully we'll meet for lunch in the next week and a half or so. He's got a gig coming up November the 12th. And, of course, Rick Stevens got a new band going. Got lots of things to talk about when I see Rick Stevens. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of mixed martial arts this hour. These salaries, people ask me, how much money do these guys, you know, on Bellator, how much are they making? Well, Eddie Alvarez, he made $80,000 last night. He was a former champion. He came back. He got $80,000 plus a win, a bonus win for of $80,000. So he made like $160,000. Michael Chandler, coming in undefeated, made $95,000. Now, here's where we drop down dramatically, okay? Emmanuel Newton, he got a winner's bonus of $10,000, so he gets $20,000. He got $20,000 for beating King Mo. King Mo got beat by a decision again. King Mo's just lacking it, man. He just is. King Mo's just not the guy. As I said earlier, Daniel Strauss got $20,000 in his win over Pat Curran. You know, this isn't compared to some of the money these guys are getting. How about this one? Joe Riggs got a $5,000 check, but a win bonus of $95,000. All of this according to the Bloody Elbow, one of the better websites as far as coming up with these stats. Still, the godfather of all the stats, of course, he is Dave Meltzer. He's on the part of the Wrestling Observer newsletter radio show, which airs 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time right here on Sundays on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So that's the Bellator paychecks. Now let's look at The Ultimate Fighter, Season 18. Why isn't it catching on? The channel. I'll go back to it. The channel. How many people know what Fox Sports 1 is? They don't. How many people care? That's what's sort of happening here, is a lot of people aren't caring. It was easy to find on Spike TV. When things are easy to find, people find them easier. Does that make any sense? Yes, it does. But straight up, it ain't happening in Fox Sports 1 as far as the Ultimate Fighter and the numbers. It's doing well on the DVR. The DVR, you know, the replays, it's doing real well on that as far as the best ever, but it's not doing well as far as the overall numbers are concerned. As I said, USC Fight for the Troops, that's November the 6th. November the 9th, Saturday night, we go all the way to Brazil, folks, and Vitor Belfort and Dan Henderson, both these guys have been licensed, sanctioned, and approved to take testosterone replacement therapy. Okay. Henderson is like 41. Vitor is in his early 30s, I believe. I don't know. Why should these guys be able to take testosterone replacement therapy? I mean, why? Why? Because they did steroids earlier in their life and they destroyed their systems and their ability to produce testosterone naturally, so we get to supplement them because they cheated in the past. I don't get off on that. But at least you got two cheaters going head-to-head, Dan Henderson, two legalized cheaters, and Vitor Belfort, UFC Fight Night. That's Fox Sports 1, November the 9th. UFC 167, man, MGM Grand, Las Vegas, Nevada, Johnny Hendricks, one-punch knockout power, pretty good ground guy, taking on George St. Pierre. Of course, he once licked world welterweight champion, and he came back and he beat the guy that beat him. But he's got to be, listen, there comes a time in every fighter's career, hey, Anderson Silva, you know, when you come to a plateau, you've reached that plateau, and from that point forward, you're going down. Okay, and St. Pierre, I think he sort of hit his plateau about 2 years ago, and since then he's been looking like some guy that needs the just for men to get rid of his gray hair. He's just looking old, and you know, people like Kyle Kingsbury say to me, "Oh, Pedro, I think you're overstepping it here. GSP still has it all." I don't think he has it all. I really don't think he has it all. But I think that him and Johnny Hendricks, I think it's a good fight. UFC main event, UFC 167, the MGM Grand Garden. That's November the 16th. And, you know, anytime that you can watch GSP, of course, because he is an iconic figure in the world of mixed martial arts, the world 170-pound champion, anytime you can see him, it's special in that you're being able to watch a fighter of such of great importance, okay? But I don't know, man. Johnny Hendricks hits him on the chin. Listen, boxing historian Ronald Marshall has this line. Everybody has a glass jaw or a China chin until proven otherwise. Okay, that's what he says. Well, we'll see what happens because Johnny Hendricks got one-punch knockout power. George St. Pierre, he gets caught up with one punch. Who knows what might happen. The semi-main event, the big mouth, Chael Sonnen. Yeah, he's back. Of course, who did he beat? He beat Mauricio Shogun Rua. Stopped him in the first round. This is about a month and a half ago. Okay, take that back. September 17th, I think that was the day that the Fox Sports 1 channel opened up, September the 17th. So Chael wins that fight, and now he gets to take on ex-light heavyweight champion Rashad Evans. Rashad, I don't know. Rashad just lacks the luster, lacks the initiative, lacks the desire. He just doesn't seem to be a hungry fighter anymore. Somehow, he sort of suffered from like the Don King syndrome, you know, with heavyweights, where you just sort of get fat and soft and, you know, well, don't fight a lot and don't stay in shape in between fights. But Rashad Evans, I don't know. Chael's probably going to lose that fight. It looks like a set-up fight for Rashad Evans. But the way that Chael can wrestle, and Chael's a damn good wrestler, folks, don't count him out of any fight. Another welterweight encounter on the same card, Rory McDonald taking on Robbie Lawler. It's 170 pounds. Let me go through the weight classes one time right here for you. Flyweight is 125 pounds in the world of MMA. Bantamweight is 135 pounds. Featherweight is 145 pounds. Lightweight is 155 pounds. Welterweight is 170 pounds. Middleweight is 185 pounds. Light heavyweight is 205 pounds. And anything above 205 and below 265 is heavyweight. Those are the weight classes for the current world of MMA, according to the UFC. And well, that's just about it. I mean, there's not too many other weight classes. I think that there should be a lot of different weight classes in MMA, especially as far as the females are concerned, because 108-pound female and 112-pound female, different size females. You're laughing at me for 4 pounds, but I'm telling you the truth. If they are physically proportioned exactly the same, okay, the fighter that's 4 pounds bigger is going to be 4 pounds stronger. Josh Koscheck is also going to be on that card November the 16th. Speaking of Josh Koscheck, he'll be in the studio this week, and we will have him on next Sunday's show. It's right 1 week from today, Josh Koscheck right here. The TMZ fighter, that's what I call him, because I always see him on TMZ, you know, that gossip magazine. They got him coming out of the clubs in L.A. with fine chicks and going in the clubs with nobody and coming out with fine chicks. I mean, the guy's like a chick magnet, okay? And he talks a good game, and he's a good fighter. He's taking on Tyrone Woodley, who's no hobo in it all. So it's going to be a good fight, but Josh Koscheck will be on next week's show. Also on the card, it'll be on Fox Sports 1 and Facebook as well, Facebook and YouTube, some of the prelims, three preliminaries on Facebook and YouTube. And then they're going to go to Fox Sports 1 for the prelims, and Donald Cerrone's going to take on Evan Durham. That's going to be Dunham, and that's going to be a pretty good fight. and there's three other fights on there. Ed Herman and Rick Story, Brian Ebersole, Eric Perez, Edwin Figueroa, and Thals Lelis. That rounds out the UFC official fight night card. So it's going to be a good fight card as far as UFC 167 is concerned. But Georges St-Pierre, is he in trouble? Is he in danger of losing that welterweight championship? Listen, anytime a fighter gets in the octagon, the ring, okay, and he's a world champion, whether it's an exhibition, whether it's a non-title fight, everything's on the line. All the pressure's there. It's on GSP's shoulders. Johnny Hendricks, he's got to show up, fight the fight that he thinks he's capable of, and maybe he'll walk away with the World Welterweight Championship. Currently, a 3-1 underdog. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Looking to add that hard-to-find autograph to your collection? Well, look no further than Les Wolf Sports, LLC. Les Wolf Sports is a name that's been synonymous with autographs and sports memorabilia for more than five decades. The company is a reliable and trusted source for authentic autographs and memorabilia. Whether you're new to the hobby or a seasoned collector, Les Wolf is the place for you. Collect, invest, protect, and preserve with the best. Visit LesWolfSportsLLC.com today. That's L-E-S-W-O-L-F-F Sports, LLC.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, making it one of the most common health concerns in the world. But all of that is about to change because now there's Bio-D Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides the therapeutic level of vitamin D you need every day. Just a few sprays a day delivers 5,000 IU of vitamin D, the same amount recommended by doctors. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system, but Bio-D Supreme uses amazing new oral spray technology with a fully optimized blend of vitamin D and all the key cofactors, so you get the vitamin D you need absorbed into your bloodstream in just seconds. Stop wasting your money on pills and get the spray. Call now and find out how to get your free 30-day bonus supply of Bio-D Supreme.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Call now.
Have you ever made a crazy bet on sports? Now you can do it in the ultimate peer-to-peer social betting exchange with YouBetMe. YouBetMe is the easiest way to bet on anything with family and friends. It's fun, it's free, and it's now available at the iTunes App Store. And it's not just about sports. YouBetMe is a great way to bet on reality TV, award shows, dating, anything where you know you're right and everyone else is wrong. Check it out, YouBetMe, now at the iTunes App Store.
Right there, rocked him. Sends a go.
Fight!
Domi and Guida. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Again with the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard
and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow. Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
He holds my hand, I'm so proud. Cause he's not just one of the crowd. My baby always
my baby. Darlene Love, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 2012 inductee. He's a rebel. She wrote that song about me. Take that back. She sung that song about me. It was written, by, I believe, by Phil Spector. Well, that February 1st show in Newark, New Jersey, the night before the Super Bowl, they talk about Jose Aldo maybe and Ricardo Llamas for the featherweight title. That's the possible main event there. That figures to be a good main event. Anytime Jose Aldo's in the octagon, in the ring, call it the squares, whatever you want to call it, the cage, okay, you're seeing one of the better fighters pound for pound in the world. He really, truly is one of the top 10 pound for pound people in the world, and he is the featherweight champion. That's 145 pounds. Took a couple of things I want to note to the show. Ben Askren, remember I keep talking about him? He's undefeated, the world Bellator 170-pound champion. Anyway, he's trying to get out of his contract with Bellator, and he wanted to go to the UFC, and I figured that was cool, man, because better than Ben Askren, I think he can give any guy in the world a run for his money at 170, anybody, and that includes GSP or maybe even Johnny Hendricks. If Johnny Hendricks beats up on GSP, I think Askren would be a favorite going after either of those guys. I think he's young. I think he's hungry. I think he's the best wrestler as far as his base is concerned. He's a better wrestler than GSP. I just think he's a real deal, man. It's much like Chris Weidman was a real deal. Anyway, Askren is trying to get out of his deal with Bellator, and they say that he's got 1 year left on his contract. Evidently, Bjorn Rebny offered Dana White, Bjorn Rebny being the Bellator CEO, offered Dana White, Ben Askren, free and clear if he got a title shot in his first fight against GSP. So I guess they wanted to prove maybe the Bellator guy was going to be able to come over and beat the UFC guy. That would have been a boom, I believe, for the Bellator people. But the UFC wasn't going to go for that. Come on, UFC's not going to go for that. You're not going to build up somebody else's business. Speaking of Sports Business Journal, they had a story last week at the MGM Resorts in Las Vegas, MGM Resorts International, and AEG, I guess that's the insurance firm. They're talking about building a 20,000-seat arena right across from the MGM Grand in New York, New York, and the Monte Carlo. Okay, it's in the planning stages, but what they want to do is they want to build this new arena with 20,000 people. Like the MGM Grand Garden that holds 16,000 is not enough. They want 4,000 more. Well, anyway, they want to build this new arena. They want to make it the home for boxing and MMA, because the bottom line is every now and then an event like the Juan Manuel Marquez, Tim Bradley card a couple of weeks ago, it slides off to the Thomas and Mack Center on the UNLV campus. And casinos don't get a whole lot of play when the fights are down there. Even when you bus your people back and forth, you don't get the play that you get if they were holding the fight in-house, as far as the drop's concerned, because this is what it's all about, the drop. The drop is the gambling drop. If the gambling drop isn't any good, guess what? They stop promoting fights because they can't make any money. That's why they promote these fights. They don't promote them for entertainment. They promote them in order to boost that gambling drop, because they figure if you're going to come to Vegas, you're going to spend some money. Very few people, a small amount of people go to Vegas and don't spend any money gambling. A small amount. They go there for the entertainment. I have the $20 rule. And, of course, that's the $20 rule I learned when I was working for the Imperial Palace Hotel back in the 90s. And that was, you take your 20 bucks, you go to a blackjack table. If you can win on the 20 bucks, great. If you can't win on the 20 bucks, you just walk away and make it an evening. Because too many times, early in my television career and radio career, when I would go down to Vegas and I'd make a big wad full of cash, okay, I'd go gamble it away. I'd be out with limos. I'd be, you know, chicks, the whole nine yards, 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. The sun's coming up. You're still awake. Bad scene as far as no, great scene for me back then, but it would be a bad scene for me at this point in time of my age. But the bottom line is that used to be Vegas. Vegas isn't that way anymore, okay? It's more family orientated. They really want you to bring your family there. They've got, you know, these different events. Although the MGM Grand, their amusement park, that didn't go over too well. They tried to bring families in for that. That didn't go over too well. Okay, but they're trying to get away from Vegas being a totally an entertainment place only for adults. They're trying to put on kids acts and things like that. More power to them. The bottom line is it's Sin City, Las Vegas, and not too many things are going to change. As I said, February the 1st, that's going to be Jose Aldo, the man, the world featherweight champion, taking on, of course, Ricardo Llamas in defense of his championship. And that's going to go down the night before the Super Bowl. So you figure that's going to be a good one. The Ultimate Fighter, of course, the final will be November the 30th on Fox Sports 1 from the Mandalay Bay. Of course, Team Rousey and Team Tate, Who are the two finalists? Well, we'll find out that night, won't we? And, of course, Mark Hunt's going to take on Bigfoot Silva. Man, that's UFC Fight Night, December the 7th. December 7th, a day that will live in infamy, the day the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor back in 1941. And then, of course, UFC on Fox, what is it, 9? Yeah, Sacramento, California, the Sleep Chain Arena, the Arco Arena, the house that Tony Lopez built all by himself. Of course, Tony Lopez, the former world champion, now Tony the Tiger Lopez, bail bonds up there in Sacramento, California, a prominent member of society up there, and the local Chamber of Commerce loves him and all that kind of stuff. But he was the guy, Tony Lopez, built the Arco Arena. He was the guy that sold it out, had record gates with Jorge Paez. I mean, he put it together as far as packing the house in Sacramento, California is concerned. Now they call it the Sleep Train Arena. It's the same place the Sacramento Kings play, and they have the big concerts there. But the bottom line is Anthony Pettis, the recently crowned lightweight champion, the man that took that title on a submission against Benson Henderson. Benson Henderson coming in the favorite in that fight, even though Pettis had a prior submission win over him. Anyway, taking on Josh Thompson. Josh Thompson's a real deal. Josh Thompson was in the studio a few weeks ago. He's from San Jose, California. He's looking at the upset here. He's going to be able to fight on Fox TV. Listen, you don't have to worry about motivating this guy. He's going to be there. I'm telling you, Josh will be there, okay, with all 200% of them. Just like there's a big underdog going to fight Manny Pacquiao on November the 23rd, November the 24th in the world of boxing, and Brandon Reels. He's going over to Macau to fight Manny Pacquiao. He will be there. He will be there. He will be in the best shape of his life. I'm not in love with Brandon Reels, the fighter, but I think he'll be in the best shape of his life. Now, Josh Thompson's the guy that they call him the punk, but that's his nickname. He's a guy that you can't help not like. He can get around there for a little while. We spent an entire hour here at the Sports Byline Broadcast Studios about a month ago. In fact, that show is on the website, ringtalk.com. Check out the podcast. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. And you check out that 1 hour show he did with Josh Thompson. He talked boxing. He talked MMA. He talked Anthony Pettis. He thinks he can beat Pettis. Pettis is a bad dude. Pettis brings some killer kicks to the dance. He submission holds. He seems to be a well-balanced fighter. He can strike well on his feet, with his feet, and on his feet. So I think he's the real deal. And he's a guy that a lot of people thought, you know, was going to beat Benson Henderson. They were just, not the odds makers. The odds makers sort of thought that Benson Henderson was going to hold on. Guess who's on the same card? And I want to get him on the show before this goes down. Uriah Faber, the California kid, taking on Michael McDonald. Uriah Faber, what can I say, the former World Extreme Cage Fighting Champion. He's the guy that's really going to draw a lot of people to this fight card. In fact, it's going to be a pro-Faber fight crowd. I figure this arena holds about, it used to hold about 17,000 for boxing, 16,000. So you figure take away another 500 seats because of the octagon, maybe another 500 seats. So we're going to still have about 16,000 people. But I figure that maybe 9,000 to 10,000 people are going to show up to see Uriah Faber all by himself. Of course, a kid that went to high school in Lincoln, California, which is just outside of Sacramento. A kid has a gym still in Sacramento, California. He's the real deal. He's like 32 years old now. I asked him, are you getting long in the tooth? Are you getting old? I mean, is this getting old to you? No, it's not getting old to him at all. The bottom line is he's in the semi-main event against Michael McDonald, and that's going to be December the 14th at the Sleep Train Arena on Fox Sports 1. Of course, that's from the house that Tony built, the Arco Arena. Forget calling it the Sleep Train. Like they want to call it the Concord Pavilion, which I went undefeated there. Never lost a fight. I think I was a 3-0 or 2-0. 2-0 in title fights over there at the Concord Pavilion. I want to fight there all the time. If I ever had an arena I wanted to fight in, it was a Concord Pavilion because I was only fighting for the title. And the Golden Glove title, and I never lost over there. So the bottom line is bring me back to the Concord Pavilion. But they're calling it the Sleep Train Pavilion. I never knew a place that sold mattresses could be such a big sponsor. Sleep Train. I mean, it's a mattress store. They're naming themselves the Sleep Train Arena, the Sleep Train Pavilion. I mean, they're going on and on. They're spending a lot of money on sponsorship. Selling beds? Good Lord. As far as the UFC and the UFC 166, the pay-per-view poll results were concerned by the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. It was dated October the 28th. 134 thumbs up, 0 thumbs down, and 0 thumbs in the middle. And, of course, the best match by far was Gilbert Melendez and Diego Sanchez. Where Gilbert Melendez goes after this, I think he deserves a title shot. I really do. I think he deserves to take on the winner of the Anthony Pettis-Josh Thompson fight, which is scheduled for December. I mean, I think this is just the way. I mean, come on. Can you think of a more deserving guy? Can you? You just can't, because there really isn't a more deserving guy right now, right? The bottom line is he is the real deal. And as far as BJ Penn fighting a lightweight again, that's not going to happen. And as far as 170 pounds are concerned, he's too small for 170. So December 14th, UFC on Fox 9, Anthony Pettis, Josh Thompson, live from Sacramento, California, and the house that Tony built, the Arco Arena, not the Sleep Train Pavilion. Of course, less than a few days, just a few days later, man, 14 days to be exact, UFC 168, Chris Weidman, Anderson Silva 2, of course, the rematch, December 28th, MGM Grand Nevada. Weidman still undefeated, never lost a fight, never lost a fight, never been taken off his feet, okay? Knocks out Anderson Silva, and, I mean, knocks him out, and he did it somewhat impressively. Everybody said, oh, it was an upset. You know, you didn't see it coming. There's no way that could. Yeah, you could have saw it coming. Anderson Silva's slipping. He's getting old. Guys get old, man. I mean, that's what people don't understand is that, you know, why did he lose? People get old. And when you get old, you can't do what you did when you were young. You just can't do it. You can't turn back the clock, okay? Of course, he knocked out Silva with it in like a minute and 18 seconds of the second round. Boom. And he had won the first round. And he's only 10-0, 10-0, like 5-0, I think, in the UFC, or 4-0 in the UFC. Of course, he burst on the scene with that annihilation of Mark Munoz, and that was in the fight before the Anderson Silva fight. So he had taken some time off. He had some injuries. He had some surgery. I'm talking about the world middleweight champion, Chris Weidman, of course, taking on Anderson Silva December 28th, and that is the rematch between those two guys. Another rematch on the card. Ronda Rousey, undefeated, taking on Miesha Tate, the two cats that are fighting each other in the Ultimate Fighter finale, of course. That'll be on pay-per-view. That's December the 28th. But the Ultimate Fighter, they are the two coaches, Ronda Rousey and Miesha Tate. They don't like each other. They're nasty women. As for Ronda's really, she's really nasty come fight time. I've interviewed her a couple of days before a fight. She's not fun to be around. She's just not. Yikes, man. Coming through the phone. Josh Barnett's on the card, taking on Travis Brown. I think he should be able to beat Travis Brown. But Josh Barnett, of course, the former Strikeforce champion, a man that lost the Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight finale to Daniel Cormier. Cormier, of course, still unbeaten now. Cormier looking to drop to 205 pounds to take on John Jones in the middle of 2014. Probably be Jones' second fight in 2014. He's going to take on Glover Teixeira in the early part of the year, and then the second fight for John Jones, should he win, and he's expected to win. Now, although I thought Teixeira had a shot until I saw his last fight, it looks like John Jones will be taking on Daniel Cormier. Cormier, an undefeated fighter. Like, he's 14-0 now, never lost a fight. He is a guy, a former Oklahoma State wrestler. I mean, he's got a good wrestling base. I think he was a 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. He's the real deal, man. Cormier is the real deal. He really is. And John Jones at 205 pounds, that just might be your match. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. Check out the website, Ring Talk, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeart Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If you want to interview anybody at Bellator, you can only go through me, buddy. Don't be bothering my boss, Bjorn.
The Strokeland Superman bringing us back from the break. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And those are the Tower of Power Horns, Tower of Power and Huey Lewis in the News, a combination that is the Super Strokeland Band. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. Don't forget, folks, we are Saturdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We talk about Saturday night's fights, the fights the week before, and of course what happened during the week as far as what's transpired in the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. And then we come back with the Sunday show, which is 2 hours, again at 11 a.m. Pacific time. The first hour is all about boxing. The second hour, all about MMA. Speaking of MMA, don't forget The Ultimate Fighter this Thursday night, only on Fox Sports 1. You want to see this. It's rounding up, folks. It's getting close. It's coming to the end. Of course, they'll be hooking it up, the two coaches, December the 28th. Misha Tate, my girl, Ronda Rousey. She's got so many good lines. Good Lord. And she can fight. So the bottom line is, you know, she's going to be a superstar, just like I predicted she would be. And speaking of superstars, Dana White's trying to say now the reason why Fedor Emelianenko and Brock Lesnar did not fight back in 2009, that super fight, was that the Russians wanted $5 million guaranteed to fight off the coast of Venezuela in a prison, on a prison island where Roberto Duran trained for Wilfred Benitez. Guess what? Duran lost to Benitez, so the training wasn't all that great. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.